The readings this morning are from Luther's personal prayer book, the great forerunner to his catechisms, and from his simple instructions for prayer to Peter the Barber. And the portions are related to the Eighth Commandment. Three things a person must know in order to be saved. First, he must know what to do and what to leave undone. Second, when he realizes that he cannot measure up to what he should do or leave undone, he needs to know where to go to find the strength he requires. Third, he must know how to seek and obtain that strength. It is just like a sick person who first has to determine the nature of his sickness, then find out what to do or to leave undone. After that, he has to know where to get the medicine which will help him or leave undone what is right for a healthy person. Then he has to desire to search for this medicine and to obtain it or have it brought to him. Thus the commandments teach man to recognize his sickness, enabling him to perceive what he must do or refrain from doing, consent to or refuse, and so he will recognize himself to be a sinful and wicked person. The creed will teach and show him where to find the medicine, grace, which will help him to become devout and keep the commandments. The creed points him to God and his mercy, given and made plain to him in Christ. Finally, the Lord's Prayer teaches all this, namely, through the fulfillment of God's commandments, everything will be given him. In these three are the essentials of the entire Bible. The Eighth Commandment is broken by whoever conceals and suppresses the truth in court, whoever does harm by untruth and deceit, whoever does flattery to do harm, or spreads gossip, or uses double talk, whoever brings his neighbor's conduct, speech, or wealth into question or disrepute, whoever allows others to speak evil about his neighbor, helps them, and does nothing to oppose them, whoever does not speak up in defense of his neighbor's good repute, whoever does not take a backbiter or slanderer to task, whoever does not speak well about all his neighbors and does not keep silent about what is bad for about them, whoever conceals the truth or does not defend it. And it is fulfilled by a peaceful and beneficial manner of speech which harms no one and benefits everyone, reconciles the discordant, excuses and defends the maligned. That is a manner of speech which is truthful and sincere. Here belong all precepts concerning when to keep silent and when to speak in matters affecting our neighbor's reputation, rights, concerns, and happiness. O Almighty God, in your unmerited goodness to us, and through the merit and meditation and mediation of your only beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you have permitted and even commanded and taught us to regard you and call upon you as one Father of us all. You do not wish us just to call you Father, but that we all together should call on you, our Father. Therefore, grant us a harmonious and brotherly love, so that we may all regard and accept each other as true brothers and sisters, and turn to you as the dear Father of us all, praying for all persons as one child might entreat his father for someone else. And let none of us seek only his own advantage in prayer before you, forgetting the other person, but let us strip ourselves of all hatred, envy, and discord, and love each other as true and reverent children of God, and thus all repeat together, not my Father, but our Father. And now join Peter the Barber and Luther and me in some petitions relating to the Eighth Commandment. The common Amen in each case will be introduced by the words, "Hear our prayer, O Lord." Dear Father, here you teach us to be true to each other, to avoid all lying and backbiting, and gladly to hear and tell the best about others. And so you have established a wall to protect our reputation and innocence against wicked mouths and false tongues. These you will not permit to go unpunished. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Amen. I thank you for both the rules and the protection which you so graciously give us in this commandment. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Amen. I confess and ask for grace, for I have spent my life so sinfully and ungratefully with lies and evil talk against my neighbors. All this when I ought to protect their honor and innocence, even as I would like to have it myself. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Amen. We ask you for help to keep this commandment in the days ahead, and we pray for wholesome speech. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Amen.